You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the new kids on the block, Mr. Danny Wood. Welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm great, man. Fantastic.
You're looking good, really? Brother. You're looking good. Staying lean and mean. What's the workout program like these days?
A lot of cardio, always strength training too. I do about an hour of cardio every day. So,
wow.
Gotta keep going, man. I'm 52 now, so gotta hold it together.
You look great, man. You look great. Good for you.
So do you, man.
Thank you.
So do you.
I appreciate that. It's all about consistency and discipline, just like you just said right now. You made a big announcement. The Mixtape Tour 2022, New Kids, Salt and Peppa, In Vogue, Rick Astley. I'm down with this lineup right here. Taking me back. How'd you lock all those folks up?
Well, you know, it's a process. You got to contact everyone and see if they're available and see if they want to do it.
Right.
So it was over the course of a few months, you know, putting it together. But obviously, we wanted to work with Salt and Pepper again. We had them on the 2019 mixtape tour, and they just click with our fans. Like they're such great entertainers.
Yeah.
It's natural to bring them back, and then add In Vogue. They can sing What a Man together every night. And for me, I'm a fan of both groups, so I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
And then Rick is like, you know, he's like the icing on the cherry on top. Like,
right.
Who would think to have Rick Astley, you know, on a mixtape tour, but I can't wait to hear the arena, you know, sing Never Gonna Give You Up.
Dude, that's going to be awesome. When are you playing LA and where are you playing? Do you happen to know?
I don't have the date in front of me. There's like 56 shows. Yeah, it's a lot, but it's, you know, we do a whole West Coast swing. We're playing the Staples Center. We're playing Anaheim, Vegas.
Okay. So you'll be close. Really, a lot of opportunities to check you out. Awesome. Now, last tour, you all collabed on a single, 80s Baby. Is there going to be a new collab possibly on this tour?
Well, Donnie was already talking about it with the other group. So I think so. He's been writing and he's let me hear some of the tracks and they sound great. So I can't wait. I mean, I hope so, because, you know, you got Rick has such an iconic voice, and then you have In Vogue. They're like the top female vocal group ever for me.
Yeah.
So, and then you add Salt and Pepper, it would be a great record.
I agree. This is going to be the first big tour in a couple of years. You looking forward to getting back on the road?
Yeah. By the time we hit the stage, it'll be 3 years since the last mixtape tour. So we're really anxious and excited. And, you know, there's a lot of planning between now and then, but I can't wait. And I can't wait to just see the other groups perform, you know, as a fan of all of them. It's going to be a great night. One long show, no opening acts. So I can't wait.
How does the traveling work? Does everyone bring families or significant others?
Some of the guys travel with their significant others. I'm the single guy, so I have my dad travels with me. My daughters travel with me, and I have two granddaughters now. So
look at that. You're a grandfather.
The new kid has grandkids?
The new kid with the grandkids. Hey, grandpa's dialed in, though. Don't trip.
Right? They're living with me, so I get to see them growing up every day. And I tell everybody, being a grandfather, and especially having them here, I don't have to do any of the work. I just enjoy them and give them back and play with them. So I can't wait for them to, you know, visit out on the road and see the shows.
Wow, that's cool, man. Even though you look great and young, I feel hella old just hearing you say that out loud right there. Who did we interview on the show? Was it Jonathan? He had a real estate. He does real estate.
It was like a renovation show.
Yeah, he does like a renovation show.
Was it Jonathan?
Right? Yeah, it was Jonathan, right? I was tripping out. That dude builds all kinds of homes on the side, right?
Yeah, he does. His show is called Farmhouse Fixer on HGTV. So yeah, he's doing great. He's filming it right now, actually. So that's why he couldn't be on this, I guess.
Has he hooked you up with any good deals or property? Are you still out in Boston?
I'm in Miami, so no, he hasn't hooked me up. He was supposed to come down and do my daughter's closets years ago,
right?
When I bought this house, and he didn't do it, so he flaked out on me.
I'm gonna give him a hard time about that one right there. Then wow, so you're in Miami. How long have you been down there?
Over 20 years. I've been here.
Oh, down for a while. Why'd you choose to Miami as home as opposed to staying out in Boston or moving to LA?
Originally, my ex-wife lived here, and I moved down from Boston, and I just love it here. I don't like the winters. I hate the cold.
Yeah.
No state taxes helps too. So it's just a great place to live. I'm 2 miles from the beach. So I love it.
Now you had me at no state taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, can't beat that. Do the rest of the guys, are they all spread out? Or are they for the most part still in Boston?
The Knight brothers are in Boston. Donnie's in Chicago, where Jenny's originally right. from. And Joe's back out in LA now.
That's right. So everybody's kind of all spread out. It's cool, man, to see you guys still be friends and perform and work together all these years. I'm gonna check that out, because we just did a little research, and what was it, May 27th is at Staples Center. Fired up about that, man. So I look forward to seeing you in person. Tickets are on sale now for the mixtape tour 2022. Danny, thanks so much for hanging out. Good luck to you, brother.
Hey, Mario, thank you so much for always supporting us. You've been a big advocate for us, and we appreciate it a lot. So
my pleasure. You guys are good guys.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. On with Mario Lopez.